Researchers in Canada believe they've found a new vaccine that will protect people from a dangerous bacteria, E. coli 0157. It can cause severe stomach distress and, in some cases, death. The Canadian research approach is provocative because even though it's intended to prevent human illness, their vaccine won't be given to people. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Brett Finlay has a strange fascination with microbes that invade the gut. One he spent a lot of time with is E. coli 0157. That's the bacteria that made people sick from improperly cooked hamburgers. For years, Finlay's been studying how E. coli 0157 causes its havoc inside people and looking for ways to beat it. Then it dawned on him.
I was actually running one day and thinking, mulling things over my head, and this silly light went on that, well, maybe we should actually vaccinate cows.
Vaccinating cows, not people, makes sense, says Finlay, because cows are the most frequent source of 0157 outbreaks in humans. 0157 doesn't make cows sick. It lives harmlessly inside a cow's digestive tract. The problem for humans come when some of the bacteria get onto meat during slaughter or into the water supply.
I had no experience with cows at that time, so I called up a friend who I know is in the cow vaccine business and said, hey, if we made some of these molecules we know they're needed for disease in people, could we perhaps vaccinate a cow so the cow would then carry this 0157?
The idea is that if you can eradicate it from a cow's intestine, that would prevent most exposures in humans. He was making steady progress on this idea at his lab at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver when events overtook him.
There was an outbreak in Canada a couple of years ago in a little town called Walkerton, Ontario, where the water was contaminated with the 0157, and 2,000 people got sick and 7 people died. And at the time, the Canadian government wanted to say, okay, that's it, we're going to vaccinate all cattle to 0157 so this can't happen again, until someone pointed out there was no vaccine. And so the Canadian government said, well, who's the closest to making a vaccine?
Turns out he was, says Finlay. After several small-scale studies, Finlay says he and his colleagues have moved into the final stages of testing.
It's currently in 75,000 cows across the country, and this is the real large-scale trial in the frozen north and the feedlots and things like that, and this will be, I think, the ultimate test. But thus far, all the results look very promising, and as far as we can see, our fingers are crossed, but hopefully it will work.
Finlay has submitted his results to a major scientific journal. But others are skeptical Finlay's vaccine will work as advertised. Michael Doyle, for example. He's director of the Center for Food Safety at the University of Georgia. Doyle hasn't seen Finlay's data since it hasn't been published yet, but his skepticism comes from knowledge about earlier attempts to make vaccines against bacteria like 0157. Doyle says they typically work only when bacteria the vaccine is designed to fight attach to something inside the cow.
Studies by pathologists have found that the E. coli 0157, when it's in the animal's gut, does not appear to colonize or attach to the lining of the rumen or the intestinal tract of the cow.
Without attachment, Doyle doesn't see how Finlay's vaccine can work. But Doyle does agree with Finlay that preventing 0157 infection in cows will help prevent illness in humans. He's working on another approach to knocking 0157 out of cows. This approach is called competitive exclusion, where you enlist the help of one kind of bacteria as a weapon against another.
We feed what we call good bacteria that don't harm animals or humans to the animals, and once they're together in the same location in the gut, the good bacteria will outcompete the bad bacteria. It's like germ warfare in the gut, where the good bacteria will outcompete the bad bacteria.
Doyle says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is currently evaluating this approach. Doyle says a good vaccine combined with competitive exclusion could be the most effective way to control 0157 in cows. Canada's Brett Finlay hopes his vaccine will fit the bill. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.